Although the big difference, for example, in something like lung is you have a lot higher frequency response in MSI high. What's your vision of the pathophysiology of why you see this in these tumors? What are the PD-L1 levels? What's your concept?
You know, I don't think we understand. The slide that every one of us has suggests that the number of mutations is related to the likelihood of the checkpoint inhibitors working. The concept is that the more mutations, the more foreign proteins, and the better chance the immune system has of identifying one to attack. It's not that simple. Obviously, in hepatocellular carcinoma, for example, the responses doesn't matter if they're viral mediated or not. These are not highly mutated cancers. So it's not as simple as that. And nor is it as simple, I don't think, as PD-1 or PD-L1 levels, although that may also matter. I think at the end of the day, a lot of it has to do with the tissue of origin and the trafficking of lymphocytes into the tissues, whatever motivates the lymphocytes to be there or not. And again, this is a black box. And I believe the biome may have a lot to do with this, actually. So I at least am miles away from understanding it.